It was dark, proper winter dark. Late November, and rain drummed loudly on the nylon fabric of the golfing umbrella. A storm had been promised and had arrived at last. Sam Earnshaw kept a firm hold of the umbrella as a gust of wind seized it, making it duck and dive in his hands. Sam had never liked storms, and winter was his least favourite time of year. But tonight, bad weather was the least of his problems. His mind was in turmoil. What had he just seen? He wished he could unsee it, but there was no chance of that happening in a hurry. The image was etched firmly on his mind's eye. He didn't think he would ever forget it. Now, he just needed to get away, to find some space and time to think things through. He stood at the roadside, his shoes and trousers getting steadily soaked. The sensible thing would be to go back indoors and wait, but that wasn't going to happen, not after what he'd just witnessed. Above the roar of the wind, he could still hear the sound of music from within the building, the rhythmic beat drumming along with the rain. Everyone else was still inside, and as far as he knew, he was the first to leave. He had to get away before he was followed. The street was empty, painted a dirty orange by the streetlights. Sam peered at his watch under the dim glow. Just after 10 o'clock. The taxi would be here any minute, and he could make his exit, put all this behind him, and work out his next move. He already knew what he would do first. He'd go straight to Becca and tell her what had happened. Not only was his girlfriend a police detective, but she had good instincts about people. She would know exactly what to do. In any case, it would be pointless trying to keep this from her. She would know immediately there was something troubling him. That detective brain of hers always ferreted out the truth. White headlights glowed in the distance, turning into the road. The throb of an engine over the howl of the wind. The taxi, at last. Sam stepped forward so the driver would have a clear view of him beneath the streetlight. But something wasn't right. The vehicle was approaching fast, too fast. As it drew near, Sam saw that it wasn't a taxi, but a van. It hurtled along the road like a mad thing, wipers whipping left and right across the windscreen at top speed, tyres cleaving through pools of surface water like a surfer riding a wave. He stepped back to avoid being splashed, but as he did so, he felt a pair of hands in the centre of his back. He tried to turn around to see who was there, but the wind chose that moment to grab the umbrella, forcing him to switch his effort into regaining control before it took off. And then everything happened at once. The van sped closer. The hands against his back gave him a forceful shove. The wind snatched the umbrella from his grasp as the unseen assailant propelled him into the road. He opened his mouth to cry out, but the wind stole his words away, just as it had taken the umbrella. The van smashed into him like a juggernaut, packing enough mass and violence to bring time to a juddering halt, like being caught in a bomb blast. One massive whump and a crack opening up in reality. Then he was flying through the air, headlong into the night. As he tumbled over the windshield of the van, he thought he caught a glimpse of the umbrella, white and green, sailing gracefully into the sky. But there was no sign of his attacker. His head bounced off metal, hard as rock, and he plunged into a bottomless pit. His final thought before the darkness swallowed him was, "I must tell Becca."